Roger Henri Charles Salengro, born May the 30th, 1890 in Lille, died November the 18th, 1936 in Lille, was a French politician. He served as Minister of the Interior during the Popular Front government in 1936. He committed suicide a few months later after being hounded by a calumny campaign orchestrated by extreme right-wing newspapers. In 1909, Salengro enrolled at the University of Lille to study literature. The same year, he joined the French section of the Workers' International, a socialist party, and founded a left-wing students' organization. In 1914, he signed up to join the French military for the First World War, despite having spoken out as a pacifist in previous years. Captured by the Germans on October the 7th, 1915, he became a prisoner of war. He refused to work in a German factory and was incarcerated. His treatment was harsh. He weighed only 42 kilos when he was freed after the war. In 1918, he became a journalist and resumed his involvement in politics. In 1919, he was elected municipal councillor in Lille and general councillor of the Lille Sud-Ouest canton. In 1925, Salengro was elected mayor of Lille. He was re-elected in 1929 and in 1935. In 1928, he was elected Member of Parliament, then re-elected in 1932 and in 1936. The 1936 legislative election brought the Popular Front to power for the first time, led by Léon Blum. Blum appointed Salengro Minister of the Interior. The new government set about implementing social reforms, and one of its first achievements was the signing of the Matignon Agreement, which was publicly announced by Salengro. The 1930s were marked by the activities of extreme right-wing groups violently opposed to the Popular Front. The government was opposed by right-wing extremist leagues, such as the Croix de Feu, by the anti-Semitic monarchist Action Française, and by the fascist terrorist group La Cagoule. On July the 14th, France's National Day, celebrated with military ceremonies, the Action Française newspaper published a libelous article claiming that Salengro had not been captured by German forces in 1915 but had instead deserted. The claim was relayed by other far-right movements and reprinted repeatedly in far-right newspapers such as Gringoire, sparking the Salengro affair. It was echoed in the National Assembly by far-right members of parliament such as Henri Becker. A military commission which looked into the claims refuted them categorically, but the calumny persisted. No shred of evidence was ever put forward to support the claim that Salengro's service during the war had been anything other than honorable. On November the 13th, at Léon Blum's initiative, the Assembly voted to condemn the libelous campaign by 427 votes out of 530. During the night between November the 17th and November the 18th, exhausted and ill, Roger Salengro committed suicide at his home in Lille, where he lived alone. A million people attended his funeral on November the 22nd. On April the 14th, 2009, the France 2 television channel broadcast a television film about the Salengro affair, entitled L'Affaire Salengro. Roger Salengro was played by actor Bernard-Pierre Donadieu. End of the article.